There are various ways to use the transpersonal spiral in your day-to-day life. Depending on where you emerge, what dimension of spirit that you merge with, depends on what your purposes are. For day-to-day interactions, it is often useful to merge, even though it is polarized, with your individuated essence on the upper astral. To do this, you would engage the upper spiral to the level of your 10th chakra above your head, and from that point, merge with your essence on the upper astral, or the essences of any other people that you wish to engage with. For instance, I use this particular level when I start my day every day. I set my intention to transpersonally merge with the souls of everyone I might encounter during the day. That means that whoever I might meet, or whoever I might encounter, whether that be remotely or in person, I'm already in the transpersonal spiral with. Now, that is a more polarized level, as was mentioned, but for practical purposes, it can really smooth the way in your day-to-day interactions with others. If you wish to merge with spirit on a more cosmic level, so to speak, you would go to the level of the 11th chakra, which will connect you to the fifth dimension, or the causal plane, where you'll merge with your oversoul. From there, you can access the wisdom of your entire oversoul. If you go to the level of your 12th chakra, you can merge with your cadre. If you go to the level of your 13th chakra, you can merge with your greater cadre or energy ring. And if you go to the level of the 14th, you can merge with source, though there aren't very many practical reasons for doing this. Now, some people have reported some difficulties in connecting with this. So I use the analogy of getting into an elevator, and you ride that elevator to level 11. You step out of the elevator, merge with the energies, your own essence first, of course, and all other energies that you wish to merge with, then step back into the elevator, and then move back down to radiate out of your heart chakra. Harmonization of the electromagnetic field. Electromagnetic and radio frequency pollution in the industrialized world is creating a general breakdown of health due to its damage to and interference with the EM field of the human body. Disturbances in our EM fields cause our neurochemistry, our immune systems, and our endocrine systems, as well as the very electrical energy that powers healthy cell division, to go haywire. It can disturb the proper balance of electrolytes needed for healthy organ function. Long-term constant exposure to these sources of EM pollution often leads to serious, possibly life-threatening, chronic disease such as autoimmune diseases and even cancer. The human electromagnetic field, like the electromagnetic fields of all living things, is designed to match frequency with the EM pulses of the Earth in order to navigate using the planet's ley lines and vortices. When bombarded with multiple frequencies from electricity and also radio frequency, it tries to match all of them, with the result that it starts to break down, become erratic, overstressed, and eventually exhausted. While there's currently no solution that will completely protect us from electromagnetic and radio frequency pollution and its attendant effects, we can minimize the impact and the damage by modulating the frequencies as they come in. We have to call on help from spirit for this, however, as the process is too complex for us to manage consciously on our own. Step 1, unify your fields using the unified field meditation. This allows you a deeper and clearer connection to spirit. Number 2, doing your best to clear your mind so that your telepathic request can be discerned over the background noise of random thoughts and the EM pollution around the planet. Project the following request to spirit. Spirit, please harmonize all electromagnetic fields and frequencies in my immediate area to my fields. This allows for frequency stream modulation that lowers and lessens the impact of damage from these sources. However, it does not block them completely. Only physical shielding can fully protect us from the effects of electromagnetic and radio frequency pollution. It is recommended that you invoke this assistance whenever you are going to be exposed to Wi-Fi, your cell phones, computer and television monitors, cell phone towers and transmitters, powerful radio towers, office equipment, or emitters of electrical and or microwave radiation. It is also recommended that you do this during plane travel, during takeoff and landing, especially as the exposure is especially intense at these times, and increasingly now that Wi-Fi is allowed in the cabins of airplanes during your travels.